Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom, and today we're going to talk about big animals. This is not my favorite animal, but it deserves recognition as one of the great members of the wild kingdom, the hippopotamus.
You know, he's kind of funny looking. Poor little guy. He's not the most handsome of the animals, but because he's so awkward looking, I think he's kind of cute now. Yeah.
Sure. And if you go to Taipei Zoo, you can see them there. Although I think they're rebuilding their habitat or something. So maybe they're not on display now. Don't quote me on that. Check first if you like hippos, because I'd hate to see you go out to the Taipei Zoo and not be able to see those hippos. But there are other zoos in Taiwan that have hippos as well. But today we're going to talk about hippos. And they may look like gentle, docile, little river horses, as you call them in Chinese, but actually they could be quite ferocious and quite fearsome. Don't go close to them if they're protecting their territory. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. The hippopotamus is one of the Earth's most intriguing creatures. For starters, it looks like a supersized pig with thick, purplish-gray skin and pink bits around its eyes and ears. But despite this similarity, it is more closely related to dolphins and whales. One distinct characteristic is its size. It's one of the largest and heaviest land mammals, aside from elephants and rhinoceroses. Hippos while away the days wallowing in mud or standing in water to prevent sunburn. According to an old folktale, after the creator made the hippo, it bemoaned its hideous looks, saying, "I want to hide in the water." Eventually, the creator allowed the persistent hippo to relocate to the water so long as it promised not to eat any fish. So every evening, hippopotamuses leave their dung on land to prove they've not eaten any fish. While you might think these large beasts are docile, as they are herbivores, the opposite is true. On a top 10 list of Africa's most deadly animals, the hippo is number one. Fiercely protective, fully grown male bulls watch over a herd of 10 to 30 females. Hippos use their large mouths and 22-centimeter long teeth to protect their territory and herd, the same weapons they use to kill any humans that wander onto their turf. Don't think you can escape from these stubby-legged creatures because they can easily outrun humans. If by any chance you encounter a hippo, don't be fooled by its innocent looks. Remember to keep your distance from it.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're talking about hippos. I know most of us these days say hippos, but their full name actually is much longer.
Let's hear it.
Hippopotamus.
Ooh. Hippopotamuses.
Yeah.
And that is a very large African animal. It is one of Earth's most intriguing creatures. Some people might think it's boring, this big, fat, kind of cow-like creature just hanging out in water. But actually, it's very interesting. We're describing it as being intriguing. Something is intriguing when it arouses your curiosity or interest.
Let's take a look at the title before we go much further. In charge. We know that the hippo is very large. It's quite big. In fact, it looks a little threatening, a little scary to me because it's so big. If you're in charge, it means you have power. You can control other people around you. Hey, who's in charge in this office? That would be the boss, right? So it sounds like our hippo is in charge of his area. We're also using this title as kind of a fun way to rhyme words. Notice that large and charge rhyme. If two words rhyme, it means they have the same sounds at the end of the word. Large, charge. And we do a lot of that because we think it sounds kind of cool to rhyme words.
Right, large and in charge. They rhyme. I'm having trouble thinking of a third word that rhymes with large and charge. But in any case, as we were talking about here, the hippopotamus is large and in charge, and it's intriguing. Again, something's intriguing when it arouses your curiosity. especially if it's something that is hard to learn about. So yeah. For starters, it looks like a supersized pig with thick purplish-gray skin. So this is for starters. For starters means this is how we're going to begin. You might go to a fancy restaurant and order a big meal, and the waiter or waitress might come out and say, well, for starters, you're going to have these appetizers. This is what you're going to eat first.
We use this phrase for starters when we're introducing a series of statements. So you could also say, instead of for starters, you could say, well, to begin with, first of all, those are other phrases you could use instead of for starters. So we're going to talk to you about how intriguing this animal is and why. So what's one reason that is kind of intriguing? Well, it looks like a super-sized pig.
Ooh.
A very, very big pig.
Imagine how many pork chops you could get from that.
Wow. He's got thick purplish-gray skin. Notice here we're not using purple. We're using purplish. If you add an ISH, it's a suffix to the end of the word. It means almost or kind of, approximately.
Sure.
It's not just purple. It's kind of a purple color with gray in it.
Indeed, and you can use that ISH ending in other words, like a reddish, yellowish, bluish, etc.
50-ish, kind of
right.
50 years old, 50-ish. He's
sometimes,
50-ish.
Yeah, sometimes when you're meeting somebody, you can say, well, let's meet at, say, 6-ish, you know?
Uh-huh.
Although it's very slang. I don't know if people say that anymore. I remember hearing that back in college.
Oh, yeah, we still use that.
I still use it. Okay, like around 6, maybe yeah. 10 minutes before or after. It's okay. 6-ish, 7-ish, whatever. And also it's got these pink bits of color around its eyes and ears. So these are some characteristics of a hippopotamus, or hippo for short. Super-sized pig, purplish-gray skin, pink bits around its eyes and ears. But despite this similarity, it is more closely related to dolphins and whales. Here we're talking about a similarity, which means how something is alike with something else. It is similar to pigs. It has a similarity to pigs. It looks like a big pig. But even though it is like a pig, despite this similarity, it's more closely related to dolphins and whales and not pigs.
You know, I don't think of the hippo as a water animal at all. Mm. But he spends most of his life, you know, playing around in the water. I think of him as a dry land animal. So I think of him more as a kin or a relative of the pig. But he's very closely related to dolphins and whales. One distinct characteristic, one very unique characteristic, is its size. Distinct really does mean kind of unique. Different in a way that you can see or hear or smell. Something that's noticeably different. I could say, I chose some new glasses to wear. There were three distinct styles that I chose from. So he has one very clear characteristic, and that's his size. He's huge.
Yeah, when I first came to Taiwan, I was asking people, you know, is Mandarin and Taiwanese, are they similar? Is Taiwanese just like Mandarin spoken with an accent or something? And they said, oh, no, Taiwanese is a distinct language. It's totally different from Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't speak Taiwanese if you only speak Mandarin. It's just not going to work. But in any case here, we're talking about the word distinct here, how something is different from something else. So one distinct characteristic of the hippo is its size. It's huge. It's colossal. It's humongous. It's big. And it's one of the largest and heaviest land animals aside from elephants and rhinoceroses. So hippos are number three.
It's a mammal.
Mammal, right. A mammal, of course, is an animal that gives live birth to its young, doesn't hatch eggs, and it feeds its young milk.
Mm-hmm. From the mother. That's a mammal. Some examples of mammals would be human beings, dogs, cats.
Whales.
Yeah, they're all mammals. So it's one of the largest and heaviest of all the land mammals, aside from elephants and rhinoceroses. Rhinoceroses and elephants are actually bigger than hippos. But aside or besides those two, The hippo's the third largest, you could say, of the land mammals.
Exactly. Well, hippos, let's talk about their behavior.
Uh-huh.
They while away the days wallowing in mud or standing in water to prevent sunburn. If you while away or while away the time or while away the day, that means you're just kind of hanging out. You're not too busy with stuff. You're just relaxing and getting through the day. Kind of wasting time, basically.
Yeah, you're spending time doing something pleasant and easy. You're relaxing. You could be wasting time. This is very unusual to use while as a verb, but this is a verb phrase, to while away. So they just kind of relax the whole day long. They wallow in mud. To wallow in mud means you roll around in a lot of mud or even water. So that's kind of what they enjoy. They also like just standing around in water, and that prevents sunburn. Now, when I'm in water swimming, I tend to get sunburn, so I'm surprised that that helps prevent sunburn.
Well, it's mud, so I suppose it's not clear water, so the sun's rays can't go straight through the water and
give protects
you
sunburn. Them.
Could be.
Oh, so that's like their suntan lotion, the mud.
I guess so.
Okay.
I think they also wallow in the mud to keep those nasty flies off them.
Ew.
The flies don't go into the water. And so they do this to prevent sunburn as well. According to an old folktale, after the creator made the hippo, it bemoaned its hideous looks, saying, "I want to hide in the water." So this is according to an old folktale. Folk just means people. A story of the people. And which is basically a story told by everybody over centuries. And the creator here could be referring to the god of the people of this part of Africa. If you bemoan something, that means you kind of express discontent or sorrow about something.
You're unhappy about something. You're complaining.
Yeah, I used to hear women in New York City bemoaning the fact that there are so few available men there. So, guys, if you want a girlfriend, head to New York City.
Well, so that poor hippo wasn't very excited about his looks. In fact, here it says, hideous looks. If something's hideous, it's extremely ugly, kind of disgusting. Sometimes we'll describe witches in stories as being hideous old hags or hideous old witches.
Sounds pretty terrible.
So he looked kind of ugly, and so he said himself, "I want to hide in the water." So that poor hippo just didn't want anyone to see him.
The poor little guy.
Yeah.
Well, the poor big guy, I should say.
Yeah.
But we'll come back and continue talking about this folktale in just a second. But right now we're going to take a time out and listen to our dear, beloved Chinese teacher.
大家好,我是Vivian. 今天的单元要为大家介绍河马这个动物。 第一段第一句说, 河马是世界上很引人入胜的一种动物。 第二句就开始说明原因. For starters, it looks like a super-sized pig with thick purplish-gray skin. 它看起来像有紫灰色厚皮肤的超大猪只。我们看到两个比较口语的用法。 Starters, S-T-A-R-T-E-R-S, 是开胃菜的意思。 For starters, 就引申为首先的意思。 就等于是 to begin with， 不过放在句首、句中、句尾都可以。我们介绍两个例句。第一个， If you want to clean your room, you can, for starters, gather the garbage and throw it away. 就是说，如果你要整理房间，首先呢，你可以先收集垃圾，把它丢掉。For starters， 放在句子中间的话，前后都要加上逗点哦。我们再来看另外一句。You'll need a good plan for this project to work, for starters. You'll need a good plan for this project to work, for starters. 意思就是首先你需要一个好的计划才做得好这个案子。我们接着看这句的倒数第二个字,purplish gray, purplish gray. 我们知道purple这个字是紫色的意思,已经可以描述河马皮肤的颜色。那为什么要把后面的e去掉,加上ish呢? 这是指说它看起来有一点像紫色,但又不完全是紫色。 ish这个字尾就是有一点怎么样怎么样，大约什么什么左右，或者是像是什么什么的意思。常见比较正式的用字有foolish、childish等等。这边的口语用法，我们举两个例子。第一个， he looks 40ish， he looks 40ish， 40ish的拼法是 f o r t y i s h， 表示你不确定他的年纪， 但是他看起来大约40岁。再一个，如果你要跟人家约时间见面，但是又没有办法给一个比较确定的时间，就可以说 Let's meet at, say, 10ish. 10ish 的拼法是 T-E-N-I-S-H。 这边的 say 只是一个语气词，用来吸引对方听你说话。我们再看到第二段第一行， Hippos while away the days wallowing in mud， 说明河马成天都在泥巴中打滚。这边我们看到 while 这个字， W-H-I-L-E， 哇，大多数的时候这个字都是当作连接词来使用，意思是尽管、但是或者是在什么什么期间的意思。它也可以当作名词，是指一段时间，但是在这边的话是当作动词来使用。While something away 或者是 while away something 是片语动词，就是闲散舒适的度过时光的意思。这个 something 通常是指一段时间，例如 the afternoon, the winter, the hours 或者是 the time 等等。可以参考例句， He just sat there watching TV whiling the night away， 他就坐在那边看电视度过了一个晚上。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue our lesson. Remember, we were talking about this folk tale about the hippopotamus. Again, the hippo bemoaned its hideous looks. Oh, I look so terrible. Nobody's going to want to be friends with me. I want to hide in the water. Well, eventually, in the end, the creator allowed the persistent hippo to relocate to the water so long as it promised not to eat any fish. If you're persistent, that means you don't give up. You continue firmly on a course of action in order to attain some kind of goal. You're persistent. You don't give up. You don't stop.
Yeah, even though other people might want you to stop, you keep going. I love people who are persistent in their goals. Well, he kept complaining, and finally the creator said, okay, I'll let you relocate to the water. He could move to live in the water. So long as, you promise not to eat any little fishies. So long as means this is the condition. So if you do what follows, then you can have what you want. So he wants to relocate or move to the water. The condition is you must promise not to eat any fish. So long as you don't do this.
You could also say just as long as, in other words, if you don't do this, basically if is the easiest way to say that,
yes.
You can relocate to the water if you promise not to eat any fish while you're there. Relocate, I did want to say that this is often used when you apply for a job. You might be asked the question, are you willing to relocate? In other words, if we hire you, will you be willing to do this job in another place? Like if you get hired in Taipei, maybe they might relocate you to Kaohsiung.
Or Shenzhen.
Or mainland China or something like that. It's something you need to take into consideration. So here the condition was the hippo was not supposed to eat any fish. So as a result of that, every evening hippopotamuses leave their dung on land to prove they've not eaten any fish. How wonderful. Dung here just refers to feces, number two.
Or poop, as we say.
Or
more
crap.
Commonly, yeah. Little kids will say, I gotta poop, yeah. As you know, people take their dogs out for walks here in Taiwan, and they allow their dogs to poop on the sidewalk.
Uh-oh.
And then they leave the poop behind. Don't leave the poop on the sidewalks.
Be nice, Stephanie. They don't do that as much as they used to.
Now, dung is a more formal term for poop that comes from a very large animal. Only an animal. We can't call people's poop dung. We just don't do it. So they would leave their dung on the land to prove they hadn't eaten the fish. Oh, that's interesting.
Now, when I read this, I couldn't figure out exactly how does that prove they haven't eaten any fish if they leave dung next to the pond on the land there.
I guess you can check the dung to see if there's any fishy in it.
Yeah, like fish bones or fish eyes or something. I suppose that's what
that's gross.
Would do. But I also have a problem. If you're a hippo in the water and there are fish in there, my goodness, that would be such torture not to be able to eat those fish.
Do they really not eat fish?
That I don't know. They have to eat something, though.
Very cute.
But in any case here, let's go on here and talk more about hippos. While you might think these large beasts are docile, as they are herbivores, the opposite is true. Now, in this sentence, we have the word docile. That's how I learned how to pronounce this word. I believe that's standard American pronunciation. But you will hear British people and Canadians
docile.
Say docile.
They will, just Brits, yeah.
Maybe some Americans will say docile.
No, I've never heard, unless they're mispronouncing it. In America, it is docile, but if you go to England, it's docile.
Similar to mobile, your mobile phone. In America, we say mobile phone.
Or fragile.
Right, the I-L-E in American English tends to be an ul sound.
Uh-huh.
But we're Americans here, so we're going to say docile, and you might think they're docile. Hey, I've been talking about the pronunciation of this word, and I didn't tell you what it actually means. Well, here's what it means. If you're docile, that means you're kind of easily led by other people. You're gentle, but you let other people control you and tell you what to do. And sometimes we describe children as being docile, sometimes if they're not naughty. And here you might think, oh, these are big animals. They're not going to hurt you. They're very docile.
Or maybe your pets. You know, some dogs are kind of violent and fierce.
Yeah, they bite and chase you.
Uh-huh. And then other dogs, very docile. They love little kids. They never jump on you. You know, those are kind of fun pets to have. Well, you might think that these large beasts are docile because they're herbivores, or in England they say herbivores. They use that H, but most people in America say herbivores. That means they only eat plants. They don't even eat meat or fish, Tom. See?
If you eat only meat, you're a carnivore. If you eat both, you're an omnivore. But here you're an herbivore or herbivore, depending on how you want to say this word, which means they only eat plants. Deer, I think, are herbivores or herbivores.
And I think giraffes are.
Okay, whereas lions and other ferocious animals are carnivores. So you might think, oh, these are just gentle little hippopotamuses that hang out in rivers. You might think they're docile, that they're herbivores, but hey, the opposite is true. On a top 10 list of America's most deadly animals, the hippo is number one.
Wow.
That's surprising. I thought the tiger or the lion would be number one, although there are no tigers in Africa except in zoos.
Yeah, this was surprising to me too, although I have seen them attack, and they're pretty scary. It says here that they are fiercely protective. If you're fierce, you're very violent, you're very eager to fight or kill, you have a lot of strong emotion, so they're very fiercely protective, which means they protect those female hippos that they live with. They are protective, so these fully grown male bulls, we call the males bulls, not the females, just the males.
Would the females be hens then?
I don't know. I've only heard the male bulls. They watch over a herd of 10 to 30 females. So there's one man to 10 to 30 females. He must be in hog heaven.
Yeah, I was going to say, how come God didn't make humans like that? I'd love to have 30 or 40 women to take care of.
Oh, my.
Of course, you'd have left a lot of money for that. But in any case, a herd is a group of animals, especially ones that have hoofs on their feet, like a herd of sheep or a herd of deer or something like that. But this is a herd of hippos.
Yeah.
And they use their large mouths, and they also have these long teeth, which are 22 centimeters long. They use these things to protect their territory and to protect their herd of females. These are the same weapons they use to kill any humans that wander onto their turf.
When you talk about an animal's territory, you're talking about that area that the animal thinks is his home, and he will defend it. So if you go into an animal's territory, like a dog's territory, he will come after you and try to bite you if he doesn't know you.
Naughty
dog. Because they protect their territory. And so they use their large mouths and their teeth as weapons, and they can kill humans that wander onto their turf. Again, turf is a similar word. It's an area that you control. You feel like it's your home.
your turf, your land, and don't think you can escape from these stubby-legged creatures. Stubby means short and thick. They have stubby legs here. Some people have stubby fingers, so they make terrible piano players. But these are stubby-legged creatures. But, hey, they can easily outrun humans with those little legs, so don't underestimate them. To outrun means to run faster than someone else. And if by any chance you encounter a hippo, don't be fooled by its innocent looks. Remember to keep your distance from it.
If by any chance means if you have an opportunity to encounter or come across a hippo, don't be fooled. Don't let it fool you because it looks innocent and kind. If it's innocent, it looks like, oh, it's not going to harm anything. Children are very innocent. They don't want to hurt anybody. They just want to have fun. Well, don't be fooled by that look because they are very fierce. So you got to remember to keep your distance. Stay far, far away from those hippos.
But you can come in close now and listen closely to your Chinese teacher. She's going to talk to you right now.
好，我们接着看第二段第三句。Eventually, the creator allowed the persistent hippo to relocate to the water so long as it promised not to eat any fish. 这边的 so long as 也可以用 as long as 来替换。后面接上描述条件的句子，就是只要怎么样怎么样。As long as 前面的事情就可以成立。例如说 ,You can stay in my apartment as long as you keep it clean. 你可以住在我家，只要你保持整洁。我们看到第三段第三句中间的 Fully grown male bulls watch over a herd of 10 to 30 females. 成年的公河马会守着10到30只的一群母河马。中间用到 herd 这个字 ,H-E-R-D, 就是指动物的一群。不过看是什么动物，这个群的英文也会有所不同哦。讲人的时候可以说 group, G-R-O-U-P, 狗的话是用 pack, P-A-C-K。鱼群的话要用 school, 就是学校这个字 ,S-C-H-O-O-L, 鸟类则是 flock, F-L-O-C-K, 但是鸡的话要用 brood, B-R-O-O-D, 像牛羊这类赶着跑的动物则要用 drove, D-R-O-V-E, 还有雄壮威武的狮子则是用 pride, P-R-I-D-E, 至于蜜蜂或者是昆虫类的话则是用 swarm 这个字S-W-A-R-M 好，我们看到这课的最后一句前半部 If by any chance you encounter a hippo 如果你刚好碰到河马 Encounter E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R 是偶然遇到的意思而 by chance 这个片语意思也是偶然的巧合的中间加上 any 是假设语气强调如果你真的那么凑巧碰到了河马
Okay, that's the end of our program, everybody. I'm very intrigued by hippos. I think I'm going to visit the zoo here pretty soon and check these animals out myself. And please come back and check out our program yourselves when you have time. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.